Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Hope you've been having a good day to this point. And we can make it a better day. We can make it a better world by turning to the Don't Mess With Texas snitch line. Because apparently there's a lot of people who are out here like, no, actually, I've been seeing this. And I now know I have a recourse. That's where I'm going to go. In fact, somebody texted in and said, what is the number to that Texas trash snitch line? And it is called the Don't Mess With Texas hotline, mind you. Just in case. So, again, Lopez, for the people, if they have seen people out here littering like Figgy and they want to do something about it, where do they turn?
Okay, so but first of all, the Don't Mess With Texas does say download the app, and I'm guessing I haven't downloaded it. Maybe my wife has, where you can just touch a button and get put the license plate number in. But there is a number. And
while you're driving, so they want you to
use the app. The app sounds like it's a little bit easier, too.
It might be. They recommended the app, so you might want to search that. But the number, if you want to call, license plate. This is awesome, by the way. I love that you brought this up, Figgy. 817-392-1234. Litterers out the window of your vehicle. You have been warned.
And now you've all been deputized to go and catch all the litterers. Vaya con Dios.
Yeah.
Go
get them.
Ray on the YouTube page said, best believe I'm a snitch. People getting too comfortable. All right, man. Y'all go do that.
Hey, forget those street codes, man. People out here littering.
Yeah. They out here messing with Texas.
Now murdering, man. I don't want to snitch or nothing like that, but littering.
Littering?
Nah, I'm snitching on all you.
A man got to have a code.
I'm putting cases on all you.
On all you. All right, Denzel.
You know what's
you
funny is that's probably more accurate than you realize. I ain't going to mess with that stuff. But you litter? It's your ass.
Yeah. I tell you, I snitched. Yeah. I saw you.
I was the one.
Yeah, I get on the stand.
I saw you tell that rapper. You're done in these streets. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's circle back around to OTAs. Again, another day of OTA, some of the takeaways that we've seen, and referring to some of the things that we heard as well. Well, first and foremost, what was the biggest thing that you got from day one? Because it feels like the thing that's catching attention now, not just locally in the ways that, you know, we'll talk about or what have you, but kind of nationally, is the fact that for another day of being out here at OTA, CJ Stroud did not throw. And maybe more importantly, the thing that's popping up is D'Amico Ryans' answers, and in one instance, non-answer to questions about it.
Yeah, that's it for CJ, guys. After the follow-up question too.
It was a question that was specifically asked: did he have any procedure on it in this offseason?
Yeah, and he says that's it. He didn't answer it, but he did say no concerns with CJ. General soreness. He said general soreness at least three times, maybe more. Extra precautions. He'll be good to go. So that's just the nuts and bolts of what he said. But you're right. I got an alert on my phone. I forget which website. Like, hey, CJ, D'Amico Ryan's not talking about CJ. I'm like, well, he did talk. But
general soreness is what we got. I just want to ask you again. I'm not trying to make this a bigger deal than this, but like, How did those responses hit you? Because I'm going to be honest, the seeming unwillingness to answer what I think, if it's the answer that we would all kind of imagine, which would just be no, that feels so easy to do, and just avoiding it felt like an intentional thing that would have easily put some of this to rest.
You're 100% right. The easy answer there, hey, did he have any type of procedure done this offseason? No. Then we're all happy, right?
I blame the Astros.
You could also blame the Astros.
Thanks for nothing.
You could also even say no, and that's about all I'm going to say about CJ. But if you just put that two little letters, just no, instead he didn't say that, and I think everybody's perspective is somewhat curious, maybe is the right word.
Does quizzical fit? That's a word quizzical, that I like, but I just never use, would I never fit. Know if it exactly fits the situation.
Simply because I think like there are things that are going on that I do believe CJ Stroud is going to be just fine. Keep in mind, mandatory OTAs, mandatory minicamp next week.
It's a week from today, ain't it? It's the 10th?
It's next week. So we'll find out a little more. And then once you get into mandatory minicamp, you might say, okay, you know, might want to pick up a football now and then and toss it around.
So you're giving it a week. You're like, all right.
Not really. I mean, I want
in to. In a week, Lopez is going to lose his mind if CJ's not throwing.
I know what I want. I want to see the quarterback throw the ball to the new receivers, you know, and the old receivers for that matter. So just it just hits you in such a way where you get a little curious about things.
Okay. All right. So that was one of the things. But what else caught you of the things that came that we got from practice today, OTAs?
I think, two other things that really stood out to me. And this is really good news. If you're a Kamari Lassiter fan, if you're someone who thinks Kamari, who had a really good season last year, can take another big step and maybe even turn this secondary, the cornerback position into two badass bookends on the outside, you're going to be really happy because D'Amico Ryans, it just jumped out. I mean, I guess he was asked about, expectations for the young players and such. And he went on to say, if you want to compete and improve these days, you follow Will Anderson, which we all knew. You know, he's a leader. He's D'Amico's guy, et cetera. Then he said, you follow Kamari. And I went, wow. Yeah, he's got Kamari right there. In that same vein, in that same category as Will Anderson,
what are you looking for from Kamari in this season?
Well, now
all pro or a bust, no. Sophomore slump.
Yeah, but it feels like it'd be real difficult to have both of your guys as all pros, right? Like, and now I will say I saw there was a, and of course, you know, lists are what they are, man. Lists kind of get the people going, and that's really the major portion of it. But I did see a list, and I think it was Pro Football Focus. That had not even Kamari, had Stingley as the fifth best corner of all of them, with still had Sauce Gardner at the top of it, right? So, like, I don't know what I'd do there, but that speaks to when it comes to perception, and perception matters when we're talking about these, you know, these accolades, as much as we would like to, you know, think that it will completely fall on the metrics and the full merit of this. Perception matters. So, Stingley is still fighting for his respect in a weird way after having an all-pro. I think it'll be hard to have on the other side that level of perspective or that level of respect given to Kamari on the other side. But, like, is there anything that, like, you can tangibly look at that you're looking for from Kamari? Because it feels like he really answered the call in a huge way in rookie year.
I'm not going to sit here and say Pro Bowl, all-pro, whatever. That's kind of silly, you know, to just put that expectation. But I do expect him to be the real deal and get better. If D'Amico Ryans says that, he puts him right there with Will Anderson. And you brought this up earlier. There are a lot of really respected leaders on this defense. You know, Azeez Al-Shaair and just go down the
Jalen
list.
Jalen Petrie, Jimmy Ward. But probably C.J. Gardner-Johnson to some
probably,
degree.
Probably, but he put Kamari there.
Yeah.
You want to improve? You want to get better and do it the right way? Follow Will Anderson and Kamari. That was big time.
Along with both of those guys, I think trading on that Kamari love that D'Amico has shown, he did something that was very interesting, which he kind of positioned the two Iowa State rookies as almost like the this year's Kamari and Kalen. Kamari Lassiter and Kalen Bullock. And I found that to be really interesting, almost like these guys are going to be, you know, this year's version of it in every sense of the word. They're, you know, they're going to be these guys that are kind of in lockstep. They're always hanging out together, which obviously I don't think is too much of a jump to make considering that they played together last year. They already have a certain camaraderie. But that also kind of puts them in high regard for the offense because those young guys were a large part of what made that defense even better because that, there was not that place to pick on. Now, of course, offense works a little differently, but the idea that Jalen Nolan, Jaden Higgins end up being that important in their regards, especially because they're both wide receivers, and I imagine it'll be interesting to see them both get involved to a degree that makes it, you know, that makes the impact. I'm so intrigued to see how this offense ultimately utilizes those guys in particular and how it goes.
And he even kind of referenced that, referenced Kamari and Kalen Bullock when he said, you know, asked about Jalen and Jaden, Higgins and Hidden.
Yep, we got you.
I'm surprised you tried. You already had Jalen and Jaden. I don't know why you tried the second one. You tripped yourself up by trying to do extra.
I did. But he kind of referenced those two other guys. He said, we saw it last year. You know, guys like that coming in and reaching a pretty high level. So I think they're feeling pretty good. But there's one other thing that really stood out to me with D'Amico's comments and what we heard, and that is with regard to the offensive line.
Yeah, man.
Man, how many times have you heard the same terms? Low pads, technique, hand placement, speaking the same language. It's been multiple times between he and Nick Caley, they're talking about what the offensive line is doing different, how they're teaching them different, adjusting to the system differently, et cetera, et cetera. It might have been really bad here last year. We knew it wasn't great.
Yeah.
But it might have been really bad.
And we've already gotten reporting that, like you said, it's kind of points that it wasn't great. And I think we probably should have seen this more. And I'll put this on myself because there was reporting that, yo, the guy seemingly, I mean, even just recently, right, Aaron Wilson that was talking about the idea that there was a split between, you know, Chris Strasser guys, and if there was any, and the guys really liking Cole Popovich, where Chris Strasser was kind of felt as if he was, you know, kind of a little checked out or not, you know, not doing the level of job that you would anticipate, and where guys really, you know, respected what Chris, or rather what Cole Popovich had, what Chris Strasser was the one who made the ultimate decisions that mattered. And it seems like early on, for whatever it's worth, maybe you could say it's honeymoon period or whatever, these guys seemingly at least let the head coach of the team tell it, who is a defensive mind looking at it. They seem to be displaying what he said is a drastically changed mindset from what he saw last year. He talked about the various different ways, even pointing out like a little anecdote of like guys come, a guy being the first one on the field and waiting for the rest of his team to come out so they walk out together. Like, these are things that feel like the things that everybody on Sports Radio 610, that specifically guys like, you know, Clint Sterner were talking about when it comes to that, like this culture in this offensive line, which funny enough, the Texans as a team tried to kind of wipe away. But then here you have D'Amico Ryan speaking to that thing in a pretty particular way, almost saying that, no, these guys operate mentally different, it seems like, or are situated to do so. And that's got to be encouraging for all the people that were looking at the line last year. I mean, like, it doesn't look like they care. Like, the questions of caring came up. And it feels like D'Amico was speaking specific to that with this, with, I mean, the early batch of this offensive line and saying, no, this will be different.
Yeah, and to say drastically changing in OTAs, I think that speaks a lot. And, of course, got to mention this from the 713 talking about the CJ general soreness. General soreness, huh? Tommy John.
All right.
You're mixing teams there.
No, but that's the thing. that probably doesn't help all of this. But, I mean, the Texans, the caginess is what gets me, right?
And he was a little bit.
And here's the thing. If you just, if D'Amico, and I hate to harp on this so much, if D'Amico says no in that instance, I can continue to lean back on the idea that the Texans have shown a level of caution when dealing with injuries that I could put it over there, right? They're just showing caution. And you can easily justify that when you talk about the franchise quarterback of this team, the dude upon which this season hinges, right? Like, him and this offense being better is going to matter a whole much, and he's going to be at the helm of it, not just physically, but also really in a mental way. It seems like he's going to have way more say in what happens. Letting him, you know, kind of coast through OTAs is not the craziest thing in the world. Can you just tell me that he didn't have a procedure, right?
That's
like,
all
so
you
I
had
don't
to
have
do.
To think about that.
All you had to do.
Do you, so yesterday, somebody, as we were talking about something similar, somebody brought up that they feel like the Texans are overly cautious with these. Like, would you get to that place with this Texas team?
Well, I think I would. I think I would just be by nature of the sport. I mean, this is a very, very physical sport, as we know, compared to baseball, not to diminish, you know, the demands on the body when you play 162 games.
He said the baseball player's soft. I heard it. I seen it.
But, said, they ain't doing nothing.
But it's just because it's so physical in every play, I think that you should be, and I think they are.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I still operate where I'd prefer to be on this side of the care spectrum than on the other side where you are more careless, rather. But yeah, maybe they're a little cautious. I hope that this is all just an abundance of caution, which I think a lot of people are assuming. I hope that everybody's assuming correctly, right? I think that that's ultimately the thing that we all stand to benefit from, is that we get to camp hopefully we get to mandatory mini camp in a week. And it's like, all right, cool. He's throwing everything is all fine and good from the 832. PFF still mad about Bobby Sloan. maybe so. But as long as All-Pro Stingley shows it again on the field, PFF can have whatever grades they like. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's typically the time where we hand things over to the producer extraordinaire, Figgy Fig, for Figgy's mixtape. What you got for us, brother?
Man, so we got an update on one of the inmates was out here in these streets of New Orleans. The documentary that I've been waiting on, I think it's finally happening now.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's get a documentary update as well as a prison break update. We'll do all that.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
That next.
Yep, it's Figgy Smith's tape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down. On Tuesday, happy Tuesday. Yeah, you throwing me off, man.
See?
You throwing me off. I almost said Wednesday. But happy Tuesday to everyone out there. We actually have an update on the Orleans Parish prison situation.
I've been wondering because we didn't hit him yesterday.
Yeah, so we still got two people on the loose, man. We got
still two.
Antoine Massey.
Amazing.
And we got Derrick Groves, who I feel like Derrick Groves just disappeared.
We ain't heard nothing about him. He looked like a disappearing dude, though.
Yeah, that brother might be in Africa or something.
And that man did, like, I could tell. I mean, I guess he's in prison, right? So, but he ain't had no edge up. He didn't look like he cared about no edge up. He didn't have very many distinctive, like, he didn't have no distinctive markings or, like, a beard or nothing. He looked like he could have.
He could just put on a wig and we'd never know it's him.
Out of there, brother.
Yeah, so Antoine Messi, he actually had a message. So he released the message. He
Wait, what?
He had a message, man. So he was on Instagram.
He went to Instagram.
He went to Instagram.
Oh, they're going to catch him.
And the way they set it up, because I ain't gonna play the whole thing. He was talking for like 9 minutes.
Oh, he was on live?
No, it wasn't live.
I was about to say, that's a great way to get involved.
I don't think it was live, but
I'm just out here on the corner, right here, on talking to Instagram Live. Whoop whoop. Yeah. Like you're out of there.
Yeah.
So apparently Antoine, he was on Instagram and he was pleading this case on why he was innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And the
breaking out of jail?
And the system is corrupted. Oh, I guess for whatever he was in prison for. Gotcha. So he went on, like I said, he went on for about 9 minutes. And he asked for a couple celebrities to step in and help him. So this is a little bit of what Antoine Massey had to say.
He never beat her. She was nowhere in her presence. This is the affidavits on the thing right here. This is the drop form from the district attorney office. This woman went did this. I didn't do this. Look, it's legally dated. So I'm asking, please, for help. Young boy, Meek Mills, people, LBL. You know what I'm saying? People that been through the system that know it's corrupt. Lil Wayne, Donald Trump, please, I'm asking for help.
Wait, what?
You know what I'm saying? When I get back in custody, I'm asking y'all, please, to come help. You feel what I'm saying? I'm asking the world. I'm a good person. I am a father that want to be in my children's life. You know what I'm saying? I want to let the younger youth know that going down the route of trying to be a street person is not the route. That's what type of person I am.
So, by the way,
so he said young boy.
He said young boy.
Meek Mill.
Yeah.
He mentioned Lil Wayne.
Yep. He mentioned somebody I wasn't familiar with. He mentioned.
When is his dad friends with Lil Wayne?
No. So, his dad was friends with Lil Wayne's dad.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But by the way, if you're wondering what he was in jail for to begin with, second degree kidnapping, second degree rape, DV with strangulation. And violation of protective order.
Yeah. But what I didn't quite get those affidavits
he was saying he was trying to explain why he was innocent.
Yeah.
So
yes. I hear you, brother, but this ain't the time to do that one.
Yeah.
Felt like the appellate process would be, not to say that the system itself works flawlessly. That'd be an asinine thing to say. I think we've all had enough experience with it. Even if you have a level of belief in the system, I don't think you're going to say that it works flawlessly. Yeah. However, I feel like I get what's happening here. I understand the Hail Mary he's throwing up. And I mean, more power to him. I just feel like, hey, dog, once you done broken out of jail, even if they come through and they're like, you know what? You was right. Yeah. But also, you got out of jail. That probably is not going to help your case here, unfortunately.
Mm. Yeah. So I think to me, throughout that whole video, it sounded like he was probably ready to turn himself in, man.
Yeah, there was some rumors about that.
Yeah, I don't think he's trying to flee the country or anything. It seemed like he's trying to come up with a plan to kind of turn himself in a little bit. And his auntie, so Antoine's auntie, actually, I think she was very vocal about this on Instagram, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know why everybody keep turning to Instagram, but she was very vocal about this. And she had this to say after seeing Antoine's video.
Antoine. I'm sitting here and I'm listening to your video and I see your video. I'm just happy to see that you are alive and not dead. Alive and not dead. But I know you a survivor and I know God's words are real and they are powerful. I know that hearing your mama verse and my daddy verse was going to soften you. And I know you see how I done jumped out there in that water with you. So I'm asking you to continue to do the right thing. I'm proud to see that you was bold enough to do this. But I feel like you coming to an end with it. You're running out of resources. You're running out of time. Let's end it. Call Pastor Brown because everything you need, Pastor Brown have. Do it now.
Why do I feel like he did the video from her house? And that's throwing people off the scent.
What? Well, she was in the car doing this video.
Okay.
I'm sure she probably
she
has
might have
some...
been throwing him off.
You think she saw what the other dude's granny got as far as charges? She was like, I want y'all to know.
Yeah.
I had nothing to do.
Yeah.
I see you from across the internet.
Yeah.
Over there. The thing that I found interesting about that, and maybe this is like a cynicism that exists within me, and if that's the case, then fine, so be it. I find it weird that that ended up like that. That's on the general internet for all of us to consume, because it feels like at the very least, you know what his account is. Send that as a direct message. Like this is what I'm saying.
This is
less about her, but I feel like we do this a lot where we like broadcast these communications with other people. And maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm just like not of social media enough. I feel like that's one of those that needs to go directly to that person.
It just felt a little weird to me.
Yeah,
like she had to have known something more than she let on.
I don't even think it's that. I'm just like, hey, even if that's the message, like, send it directly to him.
Yeah.
I know that maybe it's just like being like, hey, just call him. I don't know that he has a number that is specific that you call in that way.
Yeah.
But you know what the account is that he apparently has association with? Mm-hmm. Send that to him. Right?
Yeah. It looked like his day is coming real soon now, man. He'd probably be back in the joint sometime soon. So I'm more curious about Derrick Rose.
Like, he's out there somewhere.
Brother, we ain't heard a peep from him in a long time.
Yeah.
So hopefully we getting towards the end.
Yeah.
Putting everybody back where they, I guess, allegedly belong. I don't know what this brother Antoine did or didn't do, but put them back where they supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So this documentary, I've been reporting a lot of news on this situation every time it pop up, and I kept saying at the end of it, man, we need a documentary, mm-hmm. man. We mm-hmm. need a documentary. I think they was listening to the show, damn it, because Turkey Leg Hut finally getting a documentary. And I think the Houston Chronicle reported this.
Yeah, they did.
But I'm excited about it. I just want to know, we going to watch this as a family, or is this just a me thing? Is this a personal thing?
I don't know. My first thought when I saw it was, man, I hope they have the right people doing this, because there's so much, no pun intended, there's so much meat on the bone here.
There he goes.
If you do it the right way, it could be awesome. If you do it the wrong way and just it's super, some documentaries are so superficial and just a money grab. You know, documentaries should be like a deep dive, and they become money grabs. That's what I'm worried about. I want it to be like legit.
I did see something. I don't know if this was real or fake, but I did see something before this report. How Nikita, who is the wife of the guy Lynn, or the ex-wife, she was co-producing or producing the documentary. And I'm like, I know you got a lot of information, but I kind of want to see how people felt about you as well.
Yes,
like
exactly.
I don't want her to come out as the princess
mm-hmm.
that she ain't do anything wrong, because I feel like there was a lot of people doing some wrong stuff in this. So maybe you could get some of her side of the story too,
mm-hmm.
but I don't want the full documentary produced only by her.
Yeah, I think that's what you were speaking to is just like the notion of documentaries nowadays, and like, finding a level of actual, you know, objectivity
mm-hmm.
as so many quote unquote documentaries have become like these PR projects more than documentaries.
Exactly.
I hope that this is more of the former, like a pure objective kind of journalistic endeavor rather than just a PR project. Otherwise, we are all just kind of like laughing at a situation that I would hope that we get like actual information on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll be on the lookout. I'll keep you all updated on that. See,
I'll watch it with you.
Think about all the things that business went through.
Yeah, you seen the rise of it to the fall. We seen the beginning to the end. Yeah.
Which really sucks, because it had not, like, there's a lot of businesses in the city of Houston, man. There's a ton of businesses. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of them get enough notoriety to have some level of meaning to people, like, on a city level or even outside, like a regional level, what have you. Turkey Leg Hut got to that, and it feels like it was squandered for no reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So, I'll keep y'all updated on this.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Submit tape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. So yesterday we was talking about inside the NBA and how they pretty much going to ESPN. So I mentioned this a little bit yesterday, how Charles Barkley was talking to Dan Patrick. He was on the Dan Patrick show discussing the whole inside the NBA going to ESPN. And it seemed like Charles don't really know what's really going on. Mm-hmm. He probably sound a little more confused than we do. Here's Charles Barkley talking to Dan Patrick on what's going on with inside the NBA and ESPN and Turner.
Does the show look like the show? It's just, it's inside the NBA, but it's on ESPN.
Dan, we don't even know.
Okay, all right.
That's one of the reasons I was waiting, like, yeah, I don't know what we're doing. And then TNT is trying to do something stupid behind the scenes. We taped a pilot about a month ago, and it was the stupidest I've ever seen in my life. We're not going to be on ESPN as much as people think. We're only probably going to be working for ESPN like half the time to one third of the time. So I think TNT wants to do something.
So you're still going to do a show, an NBA show on TNT, and you're going to do a show on ESPN?
Yes.
Okay, good.
But like I say, we're going to probably work on ESPN one third or half the time. But they're trying to do something stupid at TNT. So whenever we do it, it's going to be up against an NBA game. So that's the first problem. So, but I guess they want to feel like they're doing something to make us earn our money from TNT.
So what it sounds like is, it sounds like they still have a lot of obligations at Turner. Mm-hmm. And I think later on in the clip, I think Charles said they had like a 7-year deal or something like that.
Yeah, so it sounds like he said that, like, in 2 years he'd think about retiring, which he's been doing for the last decade.
Yeah,
I'm gonna retire.
Yeah, it sounds like Turner is still trying to do some type of inside the NBA thing, But it's going to be tricky because they don't have the rights to the NBA anymore. So how is that show going to be without any highlights and,
I'm thinking,
and stuff like that?
I don't know how this would work, but they are partners. I'm thinking like an alternate broadcast kind of thing. Like you do during the national championship games and Super Bowls where there's the game is going on and it's just sort of them riffing on what they're seeing and things about the league and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, but all of that still comes with rights to the games.
Yeah, but they have rights.
ESPN has rights. ESPN is licensing that show for pre and post game circumstances. They're not going to allow Turner to have their own show on their Turner products rather. With the rights.
But just like commentary on what they're seeing. Not necessarily showing it.
But see, that's the thing. That's why Charles said in his clip that it was the stupidest pilot or the stupidest thing ever, because they were caught inside the NBA, but they really couldn't break down any highlights. They were just kind of talking.
Yeah, I think that Turner was just like, hey, we still have the rights to these guys and we're licensing out this particular show. Can we get some other value? Because they have been like having all sorts of other value podcasts and other stuff. That does not seem like a show that situates itself to be a talk show outside of like being the studio show necessarily. But maybe they figure it out. The part of that I actually thought was interesting was the very first part. I had not thought about just how much they'd be on ESPN, because ESPN, like on a weekly basis, they got like three different basketball, you know, slot windows where they have like two or Wednesday games, Friday games, maybe Sunday games, depending on the time of year. And I was like, oh, they might do the thing that we were starting to see on Turner, where like the guys were basically just doing Thursdays or whatever, where they're just doing Wednesday night basketball, and then you still get Stephen A. on a Friday or what have you. Like that might be what it is, which I kind of get, right? But I also would love to have them just more consistent.
Yeah.
It's probably too much. They probably have to give them a little more money for that if they're going to do 2 to 3 games a week.
And it wasn't like even just money, because, again, they're getting paid by Turner. Like, in order for ESPN to get this, they basically did a trade. They gave up some of their rights, like Big 12 games that TNT and will be able to broadcast.
Right.
I imagine that they would have to give up even more, and I don't think they're trying to do all that.
Yeah. All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. So remember this show right here?
Oh, I love this show.
So King of the Hill is coming back
for
another season, the 14th season. And it will debut on August 4th on Hulu only. So it won't be on Fox. I think it was on Fox at one point. Mm-hmm.
Fox, I think maybe. Did it end up on FX at all? Or am I
probably.
Bugging? It probably yeah, so. It probably, yeah, it's probably all the same family. But yeah, so they're actually coming back, and Hank and Peggy, so this is some of the little bit of the storyline now. So Hank and Peggy, who were kind of the main characters, the mom and the dad, apparently they went overseas or went to another country to live, but now they're back, and they are retired.
Oh, no more propane and propane accessories.
Yep, so they are retired. Bobby, who was the son, is a chef in Dallas.
That makes sense.
He's a chef in Dallas. And I wasn't a diehard fan of King of the Hill, but I'm definitely going to check it out.
You should.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out. It kind of sucked, though, because it so many people passed away. Mm-hmm. That was the voices of King of the Hill, so... Obviously, Brittany Murphy, she passed away back at
Luann.
Tom Petty, he's gone. Johnny Hardwick, who played the voice of Dale, he died, I want to say, in 2023. And then recently, I want to say a couple of days ago, Jonathan Joss.
And that was he died a hate crime. Like,
yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Was it him and his husband?
No, I think it was him and his husband got into
were shot at.
Yeah, so it's a crazy story. Look it up whenever you get the chance. But
So rest in peace, obviously, Jonathan Josh. Really hate, especially like seeing that it's not to say that like people dying is you were happy about it, but that one in particular, like the senseless killing of somebody, really, really sucked.
Yeah. So that's kind of sad to see. But
and did you say he was the voice of John Redcorn?
Yes. Yep. So I'm excited to kind of check it out.
You should. I that's one that I just love. I love that show.
That show was so Texas too, man.
Oh my gosh.
Incredibly Texas. Wildly Texas. Yeah. And like such dry humor. With all of this nostalgia, I hate to be the dude on the back end that I am not expecting it to be good.
Really?
I'm gonna be honest, I'm not expecting it to be. Like the last few seasons of The King of the Hill was already in a place where I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Because, you know, so much changed over the tenure. Obviously Mike Judge still at the top of it, but yeah, I'm just going to be happy to see it. And if it ends up, you know, beating my expectations, I'll be very, very happy.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. Another edition of Figgy's Mixtape right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. 1:20 p.m., in fact, every weekday on Sports Radio 610. At the Figgy Fig on social media. If you see something that you believe to be mixtape worthy, send it to the man. But coming up next, we get ready to cross with the fellas of the drive. An entirely different look today. It'll be B. Scott and Luke Morrow. We'll talk to them. But before we get there, who had the best month of May when it came to the Astros? Because I think it's a little bit tighter than you give it credit for. We'll talk about that next. Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You heard Big Voice, man. John Lopez, I'm Reginald Atatula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you, getting ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive today. That iteration is Brandon Scott and Luke Morrow. Excited to talk with those fellas here in a second. Before we get there, I did ask you, who do you think had the best month of May of your Astros? As you know, obviously they've turned this thing over to June and they're hoping to keep things going. But I did want to like salute how good of a May they had. Although even before I get there, I should talk about this thing that seems to be breaking news at this moment. Now, of course, I don't know how super important it is to this particular, you know, market, but it is interesting considering, especially if you've been watching the NBA and the ways that you know, the postseason has played out with different teams in this space, and you go, who can make it back to this place? That question really was raised to some degree for the New York Knicks, and it seems like Leon Rose and all of the people that matter in New York made a big time decision. Tom Thibodeau, previously, you know, coached with, you know, the Timberwolves and the Bulls and all these other places.
Rockets.
He was an assistant here as well. He is looking for a job again as he has been fired from being the head coach of the Knicks. Are you surprised by this,
Lopez? I am a little bit. As much as you could sense, and I was as critical of him and the way he used his roster and players and bench, you know, as anyone, but I am a little bit surprised because of where they ended up. And it really leads me to believe, and again, we're not going to dig in on this topic. We have Astros to talk about here, but I'm wondering, like, who's going to hire him?
That's the question.
You just went to the conference finals.
And not just that, is like the thing that seemed to be the limiting factor is a thing that is inherent to the way he coaches, which is I don't want to go deep in my bench. I am going to be this guy who likes to run with my best guys, and we're going to run them till the tank runs dry. And it seems like consistently the tank runs dry just short of where you want to go.
Yeah, and it does smack. There's no reporting to this, but it just smacks of a little player uprising. You know,
you think so?
Or at least not uprising as in torches, you know.
This seems to be the place that you go.
When
somebody gets fired, you go, the players did it.
No, I don't. I normally don't.
Why you don't like the players?
A lot of times it's a lot of times I go the opposite direction. But that you get to the conference finals and there's still nobody really coming to bat for you in that locker room. That says something.
I thought that kind of saved his job a little bit, because I think if he would have got eliminated a little early, then I thought he was gone. But
yeah, exactly.
I thought him getting to the conference finals, the Knicks getting to the conference finals for the first time in what, 25 years or something crazy. I thought that kind of gave him at least another year.
Yeah, that's why I was a little surprised.
Yeah, I was as well. Which somebody said, Kix Rocks, that franchise is a joke. And it felt like the Knicks had gotten to a place under Leon Rose with, you know, all the various different instances, kind of moving a little bit away from James Dolan having impact, that they found a level of seriousness. We'll see, as now they are on the hunt for a new head coach. There's some names out there, right? Taylor Jenkins is one that gets really interesting out there. We'll see if they end up with a better one and if they have an opportunity.
They got
an
expensive roster too, man. Yeah. They do. They gave up all them first round picks and all that stuff. So
that's right. But thankfully, that's not much of the Rockets' concern. They're on the other side of the bracket. So whether or not they get themselves to the finals is their business. Let's talk about a team that is the concern of the Houston Metroplex. All right, that one actually is a dollar.
Yeah,
that one should.
Yeah,
been
that
one's I hadn't done it in a while too. It's been a minute. But of the Houston area is Houston Astros getting ready to face off against the Pirates up there in Pittsburgh tonight. It'll be Lance McCullers Jr. versus Paul Skeens. But before we get to, you know, moving forward in this month, I do want to go backwards. May was a fantastic month for the Astros all the way around. And I saw something on social media that got me thinking, who do you think had the best month of May? Because it's not as easy, I think, as you would immediately jump to. It felt like there was a number of guys that really came on after a slow start to the season and had a fantastic month helping the Astros really put on this month.
You called it earlier most impressive, and I would almost have two different answers for best month and most impressive
month. Fair enough.
Yeah, because to me, the most impressive month is probably not, maybe it is, but I wouldn't guess is going to be at the top of your list. And it's Josh Hader. You know, 9 out of 9 in saves. 6 out of 6 in saves. 9 saves, 9 games altogether.
Mm-hmm. With a 1.0 ERA.
And a 1.0 ERA for a guy that, you know, sort of made you, you know, wriggle in your seat a little bit every time he went out there and you watched him last year. He's automatic. You got to win those games and you got to shut him out. That is the most impressive thing, to be a closer in Major League Baseball at this level, to be perfect. That's impressive.
Yeah, and I mean, he's especially considering what the narrative largely is on Hader, that, you know, he's going to get in here, he's going to be a little shaky at times. But even that has felt, it's like, has not been even as shaky. There's going to be some instances mm-hmm. where, you know, you'll give a run up in a circumstance, or maybe put some runners on that you would hope you're just like no runners. But hey, man, not everybody's going to be Mo Rivera all the damn time. And I mean, if this is ultimately what it looks like in mm-hmm. order to get you to that place, I'm good with it. So there's that. I mean, there's some other guys that are potentials. I saw Kix Rocks on the YouTube bring up the idea of Jake Meyers, who in 28 games, 327 average with an 879 OPS and 16 runs that he scored. That's one of the guys, Jeremy Pena, who also had a 327, but he had a nice robust 898 OPS in the month with mm-hmm. 5 homers. And he seems to be doing a little nice thing where he's pushing towards the 2020 mark for the season, which would be really good. And then Fromber is a good opportunity here that you could throw in here, who had 6 quality starts in the month, or 6 starts rather, 5 of them quality, and a 2.36 ERA.
Who did Hunter Brown take off? Why isn't he one of these?
Ooh, that's an interesting question here.
why isn't he on this list?
Because he had a 2.9 ERA in the month as well mm-hmm. with 30 innings thrown. Yeah. Maybe it's because his month of May did not strike as great as mm-hmm. his April and March together. Like, obviously, he started the season on a tear, so maybe that was why he did not kind of get in mm-hmm. that same level of love there. But I mean, his expectations are higher, and I'm actually cool with that. Like, him being in a mm-hmm. place where, all right, we're not going to give you plaudits for this. We know that you're cooking.
We know what you're doing.
But yeah, we don't talk about any of some of these other guys. But you seem to be leaning towards, you said,
most impressive Josh Hader, best. I'm going to have to go Jeremy Pena. Those RBIs and home runs, big hits, moving to the leadoff spot and thriving and all that stuff. Yeah.
And it is worth noting. Yeah. Shout out to Kix Rocks. Also, again, saluting the Maddox that Framber Valdez put up there. 83 pitches, mm-hmm. a complete game, right? Mm-hmm. As long as you get sub 100, that's a Maddox. That is really, really tough. So Framber probably deserves a good amount of love here. But again, I think maybe the most impressive for me, and maybe I'm just being a simpleton in this way, but Jake Meyers, from what he had been and what even you could reasonably expect of him, he has smashed that to a point where I am looking at a dude that I thought we could write the book on in a completely different manner than I previously had, to where I'm like, yo, is this who this guy is? Is this any facsimile of who this guy is? Mm-hmm. Because that changes kind of what you're doing here. You were looking for 3 whole new outfielders at the beginning of the year. It feels like you might be set on center field for the next, half decade? Because he's not that old either.
If this is real, and it does feel that way.
Like, that's the thing that feels kind of impression. Jake Meyers, that's right. I like what we're doing there. Jake Meyers. And you know what? I think that we do a little bit of decent talk about baseball.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.